In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint John Baptist de la Salle, the founder of the Brothers of the Christian Schools. But today is also the feast of a less known saint named Saint Dimna, and I'll tell you today about her. Saint Dimna was a princess, a true princess from Ireland, and her father was a pagan king. And it occurred to me that since lately I've seen you children playing a lot with a deck of cards, that did you know that there's also a 53rd card named Joker, an extra card? It was over 100 years ago when the extra card came to be represented as a clown or court jester. And I mention this court jester or joker because Saint Dimna had once a court jester as her companion when she had to flee from her home. Saint Dimna was the only child of a pagan king who ruled Ireland in the 7th century. And even though her father was a pagan, her mother was a Christian and raised Saint Dimna to be a humble and obedient child of God. But her mother died when she was only a teenager, and the king became very cruel to her because she was such a devout believer. She was greatly helped and supported by her priest, Saint Gerebern, and her father's behavior became eventually so bad that both Saint Dimna and Saint Gerebern had to flee from the court. And at that point, they were joined by the king's court jester and his wife, and so this little group of four persecuted Christians fled from Ireland and landed to Belgium, which is in the European mainland. And in their search of a place where they could live in peace and practice their religion freely, they ended up in a little village named Geel, where they settled near a Catholic shrine dedicated to Saint Martin of Tours. But the king sent his troops to go after his daughter, and these tracked her all the way to this small village in Belgium. They went to stay at the local inn, and when the innkeeper saw them pay their fees with similar coins that Dimna and her companions had used, the innkeeper innocently revealed where she lived. The king then came at once to Belgium and to this little village for the final tragic encounter. He tried now again to persuade his daughter to return by promising money and prestige if she could only come back and join again to the pagan court. When this approach failed, the king tried threats and insults, but these too left Dimna unmoved. She would rather die than return to the false religion of paganism. Finally, in his fury, the king ordered his men to kill Father Gerebern and Dimna. They killed the priest, but could not harm the young princess. The king then leaped from his seat, and with his own weapon, he killed his daughter. She fell at his feet and died, aged only 15. It was shortly after she suffered this courageous martyr death that five people came to visit the place where she suffered. These five men were what were then called lunatics, that is, someone who is not in his full mind control, and they wandered to the countryside where the princess was killed and slept the night there, and when they awoke in the next morning, they were all cured and could again think clearly. And ever since that, Saint Divna has been invoked as the patron of those suffering from nervous, mental, or spiritual diseases. In the 13th century, an institution was built in this village where people with severe illnesses are admitted for a short time, and following their treatment, these patients are then placed with families in the village, with whom they live and work side by side. The villagers see these patients as a part of their lives, and instead of being cruelly abused, chained, and left to languish in prison-like conditions, the patients were treated and then released to local families and farmers. Dear children, God is truly the ultimate healer of both body and soul, but we can ask saints' intercession for us in the hour of need. Always remember that, and remember also, as we learn today in religion, that the main purpose of prayer is, after giving adoration to Almighty God, to thank Him for His blessings. The world so often forgets both God and His intercessors, the saints, and it is truly true, these verses of John Owen, God and the doctor we alike adore, but only when in danger, not before. The danger over, both are alike requited, God is forgotten and the doctor slighted. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.